Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
So we're going to have Amber on here in a couple of seconds.
We were living in Phoenix. About a year ago, I got divorced. We obviously go over to my best friend's house for be comforted. And she gave me her login information to get into Facebook. I would still check up on my husband's Facebook page. I'm scheduled to fly out tonight to go to Phoenix to see her and still using her Facebook page. And as I'm checking his stuff out, an iChat pops up from him, and I could see some of the history of their messages, and one of them was confirming a date for tonight. What she doesn't know is I changed my flight, and I want to bust them on their date.
All right, let's get Amber back on here.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay.
So the advice was, come on back, do your thing, then get a flight out. Don't deal with it. Just come on back to Atlanta. But you didn't take that advice.
No, I got on the earlier flight, and I landed, and I got my car and did everything I was supposed to do. I went to the restaurant where they were going to meet. I was there at 6 o'clock. I waited for them to come in, and nothing, and nothing, and nothing. I never saw them. I even went into the restaurant, and I looked all around. They weren't there, basically. And around the time I was supposed to land, a number calls me, and I don't recognize it. And it's a 602 area code. It's a Phoenix area code. And so I think it could be one of my friends that's there already or whatever. I pick it up, and it's her. It's my best friend. I was freaked out. I didn't know what to do because I was so caught off guard. I told her I was just landing and getting my car, and she said, well, she was excited to see me. And so I basically drove to her house as planned. I wanted to confront her on it, but I had nothing to support my paranoia or...
So did you just hang out with her last night and not say anything?
Yeah, no, well, you know, we had some wine and had some dinner, and and I asked her, and I said, so are you seeing anybody? And she said, yeah, she's been seeing somebody for a little bit now, and she really liked him, and I suggested, hey, why don't we all go out tonight, the three of us? And she said that was impossible, that she was going to be working late tonight. Obviously doesn't want me to meet whoever she is supposedly dating right now. So I'm here. I'm outside her apartment right now. I'm hoping what will happen is she will go to work today and I can maybe find some more information and back up my...
You're going to search her place.
You are, aren't you? So she's going to go to work and you're going to search her place. You're going to go back onto Facebook. You're going to try to find some pictures with the...
You've already got the Facebook stuff. I don't see why you didn't just bust that out.
Well, because then how do I explain myself, like, how I found...
Who cares? Yeah, she's just dating your ex-husband.
Yeah, I think
so. You snooped around. She gave you the Facebook password a long time ago. It's not your fault she forgot you had it.
Yeah, your relationship with her and he, it's over. It's done. Like Jen said, why are you even waiting?
That. Why are you even doing the charade of the whole thing?
Yeah, Jen thinks you got evidence enough, but do you need to see pictures? I mean, what exactly are you looking for?
Yeah, because she's such a picture person, and so I'm going to look on her computer, find what she's got on there.
Here's
so into that.
Here's what's going to happen here. Even if you don't find pictures, I'm going to tell you right now that before the weekend is over, you're going to say something to her. I mean, it sounds to me like you're compiling evidence, but...
Yeah.
You can't leave Phoenix and never have addressed this issue.
No, you cannot.
Because it's like Bert said, your friendship with her is over. You're going to have to get the clothes you want and then come on back to Atlanta.
So she's basically sleeping with the enemy this weekend. She's at the house.
And so is her best friend.
Right.
I would love to bust her meeting up with him. Ask a few for my own two eyes.
Right now you seem together and you're going to, you know, go through her apartment. I don't know how together that is. But then I just feel like the longer you stay out there and the more you try to do in order to get evidence, the weaker you're going to become and the more you're going to end up looking like, you know, the fool. She knew that you were coming to visit, so it was a planned visit. There's not going to be anything for you to find.
So you may not find anything at all. Now, if that's
the
case...
And I don't even think that they'll see each other, even when she goes to work today, or, I mean, they may call or text each other, but I'm guessing they don't have plans to see one another while you're in town.
I don't know. She can be a little hoe bag. I wouldn't be surprised if she's trying to get in a little sneaky sneak.
Now
it's already deteriorated.
There you are. There's the crack.
It's already
now. You're losing it.
We got to check back with you on Monday morning because I am 100% confident that you're going to say something to her. But I think that these guys are right, that if you're looking for more evidence, you're probably not going to find it. So you have what you need.
Yeah.
So cut it all off. Do it.
I'm like Nancy Drew right now.
All right.
The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
Jen told you earlier this morning that Miss North Carolina won the
Miss USA pageant.
Miss USA pageant last
night. I'm so excited. This is my lifelong dream, and I cannot believe it's coming true.
It's really touching.
Thank you.
This was Miss Arizona. You know how they go around the, you know, they have to an interview question, a spontaneous interview question.
Sure.
And they have to answer those, and that, of course, plays into who's inevitably going to win the pageant.
Right.
This was Miss Arizona last night.
Do you think the U.S. should have universal health care as a right of citizenship? Why or why not?
You know, I think this is an issue of integrity, regardless of which end of the political spectrum that I stand on. I've been raised in a family to know right from wrong, and politics, whether or not you fall in the middle, the left or the right, it's an issue of integrity, whatever your opinion is, and I say that with the utmost conviction.
She didn't answer a damn thing.
What the hell does that mean?
She did not answer.
Tap dancing right around it, wasn't it?
No kidding.
And that's what I'm getting at here. I think if you're in one of those pageants, you are trained to tap dance around a question that you just can't answer.
Right. Do you think the U.S. should have universal health care as a right of citizenship? Why or why not?
You know, I think this is an issue of integrity, regardless of which end of the political spectrum that I stand on. I've been raised in a family to know right from wrong, and politics, whether or not you fall in the middle, the left or the right, it's an issue of integrity, whatever your opinion is, and I say that with the utmost conviction.
Who's she talking to?
I don't know. What the hell?
You know what the beauty of that clip is, though, that unfortunately Sean cut out of it, is everybody applauses at the end.
Oh! Conviction's a big word for her.
Wow. Now, you remember the quintessential mess up in this whole thing was a couple of years ago with Miss Teen USA from South Carolina?
Oh. I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries. So we will be able to build up our future.
I want to hear. Oh, I'm sorry, hon.
Such as sort.
What?
Sort.
I want to hear the conversation between those two girls.
I think I can do that. Hold on.
Oh, I personally believe that.
Do you think the U.S. should have universal health care as a right of citizenship?
Some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq.
And politics, whether or not you fall in the middle, the left or the right, it's an issue of integrity, whatever your opinion is, and I say that with the utmost conviction.
Help South Africa. It should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
They are
so
in the same story.
To build up our future.
So here's what I have here for you. These are 10 of the most commonly asked pageant questions. I want to throw these out at you, and I will choose you one at a time.
Okay.
And you have to answer as though you are a pageant contestant.
Okay.
So you want a legitimate answer, or do you want us to fumble?
You want us to be
it?
Generic.
I think that you can be, I think you could do it legitimately. I think the real gift here is that some of these women will be made fun of today because they tap danced around the question.
Right. Okay.
But I think in a lot of cases, it's a lot more difficult than you think.
But they practice.
But if you want us to answer like a pageant contestant, we have to dance around the issue.
Yeah, that's what I'm
confused
on.
Okay, let's try. All right, so Melissa, you will be Miss Tennessee.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
And your question is, this is a good one for you. Melissa Carter, Miss Tennessee.
Yes.
At what point does a girl become a woman?
Well, Bert, I believe that a girl, what makes a girl great is the fact that she loves things that a girl really likes. And so I think that when you're a woman, you know, you love being a woman. And I think that it's great to be a woman. And I'm proud to be from Tennessee. And thank you very much.
Tennessee.
That's a really good job.
Awesome.
That's impressive.
Really good job. God, I want to be like Miss Tennessee.
Miss Florida?
Oh, no.
What is the one feature you change about yourself and why?
Well, I think the important thing about features is that they are futuristically unique on every single person. And so the features that I would like to discuss, such as beauty and honesty and truth and honesty, are unique features to me and each and every person on the USA, on the planet in the USA. I mean, in the USA, on the planet. And so I don't think I would change any features of our unique nation.
Yay!
I just want to beat you. Hold on, I need some more hairspray. Okay, I'm good.
Oh my God. Miss Texas.
God bless America.
If you could be on the cover of any magazine, which would you choose and why?
Well, magazines are great. I would love to be on. No, I don't want to be on a magazine. I want a book. And I don't, not just any book, but a glamour book. Like no, not book. Wait, I don't read. but no, magazines. No, I want to be on a book. That's it.
Yeah!
Texas! Woo! Go, Miss Texas, go!
And the last question here is for Mr. Rochester.
Oh, I think it should be Miss New York.
Miss New York.
Okay, Miss New York.
Come on, Miss New York.
I want you to answer the same question that Miss Tennessee answered. At what point does a girl become a woman?
She gets drunk and meets me after prom. Hey, yeah!
Ew, you're creepy.
Gross, Miss New York.
I'm totally taking your crown away.
I think a girl becomes a woman once she sees that, such as in Iraq, when a girl gets on a magazine cover and has a book named after her, she is much like a woman would be a girl.
Even though her voice is kind of weirdly deep, but yeah.
Hey, Miss California.
Yes.
That US
I've already seen them all, so it doesn't do
anything. Unable to do so. Because.
Okay, I have a question for Miss California.
You are talking over Miss South Carolina.
And I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere, like such as, and I believe that they should. Our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Do you have any more Vaseline for my teeth? I'm running out. I need to smile more.
Miss California.
Yeah.
If you could have any superpower that you'd like.
Yes.
Which superpower would it be and why?
Well, I believe that everybody is born with their own unique superpower. And there is no superhero that is any better than anybody else. So for me to tell you what my superpower would be, to be honest with you, it's ignoring questions and totally going around them is my superpower. Thank you.
Thank you. The Burt Show.
All right, so maybe you're not sure if you have a low sex drive or not. Like, something doesn't feel quite right, but you're not comfortable asking other women about it. So you're sort of just sitting there with your own thoughts, like, is it normal that I want to have sex this many times and not that many times, or what's been going on?
And I think for guys, I mean, in society, I think guys, I mean, guys have a pill. So you know what? Guys need some help, or guys need some whatever. Then there's something for a guy to do. But a lot of times for women, they may not talk about it because there's really not anything for them. And then, you know, it's like you said, anything when it comes to intimacy, you're embarrassed to talk about if there's a problem.
I wasn't going to go down this avenue, but I wonder if there are women that do, if there's like an herb or something that you take, and I don't mean that kind of herb. I mean,
like a vitamin,
some
like
kind
a
of supplement.
Vitamin or supplement. Like, that's a great point. Like, what do women use as their quote unquote aphrodisiac? You know, we've got Viagra if we need the help.
I don't
we got
know
Cialis.
If women have a
what do women have to stir
consistent
up?
Consistent thing. I don't know.
There's things you can use once you get started that help.
I understand. I'm talking about like getting in. Yeah.
What about vodka? How does that help?
Tequila.
Does that work pretty well?
Meet my friend Patron.
I wonder if women have any kind of like just something to
obviously
physically that stirs them up.
I have no idea. Obviously, it's not something that is as known mm-hmm. as like a Viagra or whatever. I yep. forgot the name of the other pill, but with the smiley dude.
See, Alice.
Is that the dude?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
You mean the guy?
You mean the 19 quick response?
The 1950s smiley guy in the commercial.
Are you referring to the commercial of the guy who is promoted the commercial that's promoting Cialis, and the guy spends the rest of the commercial doing the least sexy things ever, like fishing and mowing the lawn and cleaning
yes,
his garage
that guy.
And stuff.
Yeah, he's smiling.
Yes, Cialis works smiling. So well yes. that I can completely distract myself scaling and gutting a fish that I just caught. And then I will go to my wife with stinky fish hands and she will still yes. love me because I am so Cialis'd up.
Maybe there are some because the phone lines, there's a couple phone lines ringing.
Okay.
So maybe it's women calling up to say, look, if there is something you could take for that.
Okay.
404-741-Q100. Okay, here's the list that was provided by Seduction Labs. Four quick questions.
I just imagine them in pink. I don't know, Seduction Labs in red or pink.
With the soft music, the Clinique makeup counter, but it's pink.
Yes. Yes. I don't know when you said that.
It sounds like a porn production
yes,
company
it is.
To me.
Yes.
From Seduction Labs.
And they're only,
Jenna Jameson.
And they're only wearing those lab coats in really, really high stilettos.
Some of these must have been written because they're like so obvious that maybe you're just so into your head that you haven't like done a cross check on them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here are some questions to determine whether you have a low sex drive or not compared to other women, all right? In the past, was your level of sexual desire or interest satisfying to you? So have you ever been satisfied?
With your own interest level?
Yes.
Okay.
Has there been a decrease in your level of sexual desire or interest? That seems pretty easy. Are you bothered by your decreased level of sexual desire or interest? Like, I think that there are some women that are married and they're just not into having sex with their husbands anymore. They're totally okay with it. Mm. Would you like your level of sexual desire or interest to increase? If the answer to any of these questions is no, then you don't have what's technically considered a low sex drive. If the answer to all of the questions is yes, then answer these.
Oh, I got to go to page two.
Yeah.
Choose
and any
adventure.
One of these can contribute to it. So maybe you have one or all of them. An operation, injuries or other medical condition, any kind of medication you're on, drugs or alcohol. If you're taking more of that, then your sex drive goes down. Recent childbirth, menopausal symptoms. Don't these seem pretty obvious?
I guess. I mean, I don't know if a woman is feeling self-conscious about it, though. Maybe, well, like you said, she's in her own head. She doesn't see that there may be reasons for it.
And back to the medication thing, I don't think that has to be post-surgery, because I know with my friends, we talk about different forms of birth control, whether you're on pill or whether you use an IUD or whether you use, what are the other ones that you put in right before, like a couple hours before? Why am I asking
yeah,
you?
Yeah, she's looking at Melissa. She's looking at me, and I'm like, I can't help you, Jen. I'm sorry.
Are you talking somebody about call just them, like a handful
like
of steel
a diaphragm.
Wall?
A diaphragm. Diaphragm or women that use the...
Sounds
anyway.
Like...
Like an SOS pad.
I'm trying to think of them all off the top of my head. But anyway, you get the point.
Dryer sheet.
Depending on which ones you use... They...
coffee filter.
Damn you.
But wow. Seriously, though, it depends on which ones you use and which hormones they have in them and how those hormones and those levels of estrogen affect your body. Because, I mean, really what the pill does is it tricks your body into thinking it's pregnant so it doesn't get pregnant. So
there's a lot of women on birth control pills that have a lower sex drive because of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so if you're feeling like you have a low sex drive, it may be something you can talk to your doctor about changing up your birth control pill without, you know, without lapsing in protection and without lapsing in being covered, but to try something else, like a much more lower hormone. Because I found, like, with different ones, it's very different.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Right after when I'm done with this list.
I know. Why was I looking at you for birth control help? Like, you've ever had to worry about sperm.
Okay, just so you know, that sentence is going to bounce around inside my head for 3 days.
Don't say bounce and sperm in the same.
Well, she just said the word sperm with such anger and, like,
I know.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, Melissa, like, you've never had to worry about sperm! Because it's something that's on Jen's mind constantly. Worried about it 24/7.
All day long.
The way more, I think, intriguing part of this whole thing is the initial question that you asked, like, what can women take?
Mm-hmm, because men have Viagra and Cialis, and women don't seem to have anything, at least that's marketed, if you have a low sex drive.
Okay, there are a couple of things here that might work out. Good morning, Becky. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. There is an herb, and it's called Vioxx for Women, and it's at the Herb Shop in Smyrna. I know you can get it there for sure. It is absolutely amazing. It blew my mind. I'm still freaked out. I can't even believe it works as well as it does. And the funny thing is I didn't need it. One of my friends gave it to me, and I tried it, and I was so freaked out over it. I said, oh, my God, this stuff's amazing.
All right, now what is it called? And spell it very slowly.
Yeah, you better say that again if women are like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes. It's Vioxx. It's V-E-D-O-X. And I can even tell you a little bit about it because I did research on it.
All indeed. The floor is yours.
It increases dopamine levels in about 20 minutes after you take it. So you just don't really care about anything. Your kids don't bother you. Your job doesn't bother you. You have no stress.
Don't say that.
And it's very negative. You have
to be off the shelves today.
It increases blood flow. So you feel an immediate tingling sensation. Sensations heighten. All of a sudden your desire goes through the roof. And the time I took it, I literally looked at my fiance. I took it about 2 hours before, and it was funny because it only takes about 30 minutes to work. And this is over an hour from my house. So by the time I'm home, I'm looking at my fiance. I said, bedroom, now. And he said, oh, my God.
How long did it last for you?
It lasts till the next day because it's an herb. It's in the system. It doesn't have chemicals in it whatsoever. So it really can be taken with any medication. I'm on birth control, so it doesn't even affect your birth control. It's quite remarkable. And they also, just so you know, they actually
should
have
be
a couple
their endorser.
That same line has some for men as well. But that stuff is unreal.
Are you on it right now?
No,
I'm
I haven't
about
had
to be.
Any today. But you know what? Today is my off day, so it's very likely I'm going to go get some and play around with it. So, yeah, it's fun. It's
all right,
fantastic.
So it's V-E-D-O-X?
D-O-X, yes.
And where do you find it again?
The only place I know right now for sure is the Herb Shop in Smyrna. It's on the corner of Concord and South Cobb Drive. In fact, I think their address is 3209.
You think?
Wow, well, good Lord.
Yeah.
You know what? Just drive to Smyrna and look for the traffic jam.
Right, we will put these suggestions up online because a couple of them are coming in right now. So if you can't remember them in the car, then we'll get them up online right after the show. But that one is Vioxx, V-E-D-O-X. Thank you, Becky.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
That was a glowing endorsement.
I know.
From a very happy, perky woman,
yes.
I might add.
You're welcome,
look at
guys.
The renewed energy in the show all of a sudden.
Woo!
Thank you.
Wow.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
Lucky man.
I'm sure that, you know, I mean, it doesn't affect any of us in the room because I'm sure none of us are going to go get some Vioxx today. Just to play around with it.
Sex drive, own it.
Kathy, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good.
Okay, women has got to try Stimula XR.
Stimula XR.
It's a liquid.
It's a liquid?
Yes. It comes in just a little shot bottle. Oh, my God, your men would not know what hit them.
Really? Okay, where did you get this?
Any convenience store sells it.
And what's it made out of?
I have no idea.
You don't even care.
You don't care.
You don't even care.
How fast did it work?
I don't even care.
How fast did it work for you?
About 20 minutes.
And how long did it last?
A long time.
And is it the same type deal? Get all tingly-tingly once you take it and it's time?
Yes.
Really?
Okay.
You better be ready to go.
Really?
Dang.
You think these things are just loaded with like ginseng or something like that?
I don't know and don't really care.
Are y'all seeing the theme?
Yes. Okay, so it's Stimula XR.
XR, yes.
It's a little itty-bitty shot.
Yep.
And what is the color of the bottle?
It's orange and black.
Okay. Thank you.
And it's got a man and a woman on the front of it.
And one last one here. Good morning, Charity. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Good morning. I'm a personal trainer, and, you know, I train myself, and I've been put on different type of weight loss pills or fat-burning pills. But when I would take the pills, I thought it was, oh, the workout would get me all pumped up till my trainer put me on XPLC. And during the workout, I had to run to the bathroom. That's how strong it was.
Whoa. Now, what is
it
again?
I was doing some leg extensions. I was like, hold up. Okay. I was like, okay. And I called him about it. And I stopped taking them because it was really extreme. I told my sister, and she's a freak. She was like, what's it called again? I told my friend, she took them at night. And it gives you, if you're not doing anything and you don't have someone there with you, you have erotic dreams.
What's it called again?
Yeah, let's go very slowly. Rewind this.
Melissa doesn't really like the gym, but she's interested in the name of that pill.
Yeah, wait a second. If that's what happens when I work out.
The thing that's in it that builds your sex drive is called yohimbamine.
Okay.
For that XPLC. I looked it up, too, because it's made by Stacker, and, you know, Stacker always makes those little pills that's in the front of the convenience store. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? You know how sometimes they have a medication, they realize it does more than one thing? So they market it in two different ways.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they did with this XPLC.
I think that's what Viagra, didn't Viagra start out as a heart medicine?
It did. And it did, to increase blood flow,
really?
And they found that the side effect on their patients was that, so that's why they marketed it to the guys.
So guys started using it for the other thing, which would give them a heart attack, which would send them back to the hospital where they'd have to find a different pill for them.
All right, so this again is XPLC.
Yeah.
All right. And the ingredient in it that you're looking for is yohimbamine?
Yohimbamine. YOHIMBINE. It might say yohimbi, but if you see the yohim on there, that's what it is.
Can you take that directly? Like, is there a yohimbabibobo that you could just take without the other stuff?
I'm sure if you go to an herb shop, they might have some.
Okay, that might work for you also. Okay.
You might not want to take it just by itself.
That was a productive 10 minutes.
I am curious, once we put that online, how many times that gets hit as opposed to everything else. Because I do think that this is probably something, because the phone lines lit up with women who tried something different because they had low sex drives. And I think that that's probably an issue that is just not talked about. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, we gave you four solid ones right there. Hey, Becca.
There's actually a root. It's an herb that you buy straight out. You can buy it at any nutrition store, GNC. The plant has actually been made illegal in the state of Georgia because it's so strong.
That's Georgia for you. No beer on Sunday, no sex ever.
The Burt Show.
All right, one of these stories is just for shock value, really, more than anything else, and the other one can be open for debate. But we talked about this last week, and we heard about this couple.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go 9 months and not know you're pregnant?
I don't understand it.
Tons of calls of people that had it happen to them.
Yeah, I mean, and you guys can get in on this if you want now, but it's not common, but it certainly does happen. 404-741-Q100. Here's the 911 call. Dude's on the phone with 911. His wife is in the tub, and she's delivering baby. He's shocked. He doesn't know what's going on. All he knows is that her stomach hurts or whatever. So he puts her in the bathtub, and he's on with 911, and you can hear the surprise in his voice. And unless he's a great actor, it sounds authentic.
Carrie, you're getting on the floor.
911.
Yes, ma'am. My wife is in the bathroom. She's bleeding all over the place. She thinks she's having a baby. Oh, my God. Carrie, get on the – she's in the bathtub.
She's having the baby?
I think she's in labor right now.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I can't hear you, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. What's your address, sir? Say it one more time.
Oh, my God, I'm looking at a baby.
Okay, hold on. Okay, listen. I need your address. Listen, I need your address.
They're having a baby.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on.
My wife was pregnant.
You didn't know she was pregnant?
No.
You idiot.
Okay.
Oh, my God, my wife is holding a baby. I had no idea my wife was pregnant.
That is awesome.
I mean, it sounds
unreal, authentic,
right?
That does sound real.
Wow.
So then she gets on the phone. It gets a little nasty here, a little gross.
So what's going on with baby? Is he dirty?
Yeah, it looks like he's got meconium on his head.
A cone on his head?
No, like the baby, the poop.
Oh, poop, okay.
I've never really looked at a baby that close right after, so I don't know.
They're usually wiped off before you get them, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty dirty.
Oh, that's funny. Now, that 911 operator wasn't on the job real long. Like, she It was like just a couple of weeks.
Third day in the job, and that's the call you get?
Something like that. Talk about trial by fire right there.
Unreal.
But I want to listen to that one more time. The dad on the phone?
Yes.
He won't give the address.
Because I'm trying to figure out.
I think they edited it out.
I'm trying to figure out if it's real or not. Like, I listened to it a whole bunch of times.
It's gotta be.
Yeah, totally.
You can't fake that kind of surprise.
Carrie, you're getting on the floor.
911.
Yes, ma'am. My wife is in the bathroom. She's bleeding all over the place. She thinks she's having a baby. Oh, my God. Carrie, get on the... She's in the bathtub.
She's having the baby?
I think she's in labor right now.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I can't hear you, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. What's your address, sir? Say it one more time.
Oh, my God, I'm looking at a baby.
Okay, hold on. Okay, listen, I need your address.
I
need your address.
I have a baby. Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on.
This was pregnant.
You didn't know she was pregnant?
No.
Okay.
Oh, my God, my wife is holding a baby.
That's so awesome.
Pregnant.
That is genuine.
Yes.
So we were questioning this yesterday, and the only thing I have on it, it says underlying conditions can disguise surprise pregnancy. Reasons range from a smaller, inactive fetus carried toward the back of the womb to continued menstruation called breakthrough bleeding. Such conditions disguise the pregnancy. So it's not common, but it sure in hell can happen.
Weird.
Wow.
Just heard that.
Crazy.
That is so wild. And I wonder if she was full term.
Sounds like, I mean, she doesn't seem to be shocked. She seems like the baby's healthy.
Weeks?
Hey, Andrea, good morning. You're on Q100. I forget. Hey, Andrea.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let you know there was actually a Discovery Health show about this exact thing. Mm-hmm. There are so many people that actually do have babies without even knowing they're pregnant.
The thing that shocks me is it's not just the cycle, but just the movement of the child within you. Like, that these people that didn't know they were pregnant, obviously the baby didn't move very much or kick or...
What did they call it in that thing? Inactive fetus?
Yeah. It's the name of your band. Same. You're going to have to change that. we've talked to women before that have gone through this, and most of them will admit that I was obese and had no idea.
Well, one woman called us last week and said she had had a gallbladder surgery and had all kinds of different complications with her surgery and stuff, and so she just thought it was stomach pains and stuff like that from the surgery, but really she was pregnant.
Hey, Alicia, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
I've been pregnant twice, and there's absolutely no way you don't know that you're pregnant.
Oh, no, it's strange.
It happens, though. I mean...
First of all, the baby would have to not move, and then your stomach gets hard, and I don't understand why they wouldn't realize. I mean, you don't get fat, and then your stomach gets hard.
Well, here is... we're going to call him Charles and put him on the voice disguiser. He is a former paramedic, and he's seen this very thing. Hey, Charles.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You're on the voice disguiser.
All right, great.
So you've seen this?
Yeah, actually I have. I was, it was an apartment complex, and we had went to on a call for another apartment. And while I'm over there, this little kid comes running up to me, pulling on my pants leg, Mr. Paramedic, come say about my mom. We go over, and I walk in, and I smell feces. It had a bad smell. So I go in, and the woman's in there screaming. Something's wrong. My stomach's killing me. And she's up on all fours, laying on her stomach. I go in and examine, and she's giving birth.
Wow.
Yeah, she didn't know. She said, well, what is it? I took the baby, dried it off, sucked the mouth out, did everything, cut the cord, whatnot. Baby started crying. She said, what is that? I said, it's a baby. She said, well, where did it come from? I said, it came out of you.
Whoa.
Come on, really?
To be kidding.
It's the honest God's truth. I don't know how else. It's so crazy.
And she seemed totally authentic. She wasn't making it up. There was no reason to hide a baby or anything.
Right.
Was her stomach big?
She was a big woman anyway. Mm-hmm. And I asked a lot of people. There were a lot of people in the apartment because everybody was concerned about her. And I said, did any of you know that she was pregnant? And they were like, no. You know, she's just always been big.
Damn. I love that. What is that? Where did that come from?
You just pushed it out of you, lady. How does that... I don't understand how the baby comes out. I mean, she is delivering through her body. Oh. Like, how do you not feel that? I don't get it.
Whitney here didn't deliver. and not know that she wasn't pregnant, but she went 8.5 months not knowing.
What? So not me, my good friend.
Okay, oh. So this is somebody that you had, I mean, genuine contact with.
Yes, like every day, like she's like all of 89 pounds, and she delivered a 9-pound baby 3 weeks after she found out she was pregnant.
No, what?
Yeah, especially when that's
small. No, she had no clue. No clue whatsoever.
She didn't gain any weight.
No.
But had a 9-pound baby.
Yeah, they finally went because she was getting so nauseous and she couldn't really eat, and the doctor felt her stomach and felt something back there. They gave her an ultrasound and huge baby. She was just carrying him so far back.
But 9 pounds, you'd still gain 9 pounds.
Right, I mean...
Well, and she was still every day, but she didn't seem like she was getting any bigger whatsoever. She was still wearing like 00 jeans.
And she had no cycle?
She had a cycle continually, regularly.
Well, it goes back to what Bert said. Bert just said, if it carries it back, the blood can come through.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we could take calls like
movement.
This for the next
couple.
That's the thing that you've had a problem with for days now. It's the moving. There's no kicking. You just automatically assume, I guess, it's...
I mean, we'd have to have Tracy in here to talk about it, because I've never carried a child. But I cannot imagine going 9 months without having a clue that there was something moving in my belly.
It happens. Here it is.
Here, you're getting on the floor.
911.
Yes, ma'am. My wife is in the bathroom. She's bleeding all over the place. She thinks she's having a baby.
The head is out.
Oh, my God.
This is The Bert Show.